everyone. Welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 천재 on TBS EFM 101.3 in Seoul and the surrounding areas. You're hanging out with me, Kayla, and we are taking a look at some headlines on this day in history. Now, today it is Tuesday, July 21st, 2020. 네, 오늘은 2020년 7월 21일입니다. 한국 역사 속에 오늘은 어떤 기사가 나왔을까요? Well, let's take a look here. This one is from 1987, and oh goodness, it is about blind dates or blind meetings. I am so excited to talk about this with you guys. So let's take a look at it in Korean first, and then we'll switch it on over into English. So this here says, 당팅 007 미팅 유행 아베크족 전국 새 청춘 사랑방 지하철역. And so... This is really interesting to me. It's saying, quote unquote, these two things, ground blind dates. So I'll get to that. Ground blind dates and 007 blind meeting are popular. And then it says, a heaven for avec people, a new guest room for youths. The subway station. Now, you're probably like, Kayla, what is that even saying? Because it's a lot of information. So let me break this down here. We're talking about what this ground blind date is. And this was something that was kind of popular at the time back in 1987, where a lot of people were doing blind dates underground at subway stations just to get out of the hot weather. They were like, oh, it's air conditioning. Yeah, let's go on a blind date in the subway, which to me, great idea. I love that. So that was called 땅팅 because the word for ground is 땅. So 땅팅, you're taking the word 미팅 or like 소개팅 and you're putting it together with the ground and there you got 땅팅. But then we have that 007 meeting, which I was like, what on earth could that be? Well, apparently they're talking about how at the time this was like a kind of blind date trend where people would, like one partner would say, okay, you go sit on a bench next to a newsstand at the station. And then that second person would like come to that area. They'd look and see if they like the person. And if they visually liked what the person looked like, then they would go meet them and go on a date. But if they didn't, they would just get back on the subway and go home. Oh my goodness. When I read this, I was like, what? But that was the 007 blind date kind of meeting. And that's because meeting is like a Konglish word for blind dates. But then we have that last bit there, which is talking about the 아베크족. And the 아베크족 is coming from the French word, avec, which we'll have to ask Arian when she gets on later because I don't speak French. But apparently it means with somebody or with. And so they're taking that and adding 족 to it to make a pair of young lovers or like any man or woman, young man or woman who are in a romantic relationship. But no one uses this term now, so don't worry about it there. And they were just talking about how this has become kind of a cool, fun little trend at that time to do these blind dates. Now, I have been on a blind date. I will not tell you about it. It was just fine. There was nothing, you know, bad to say about it. But I'm curious about you guys. Have you ever been on a blind date before? And if you have any fun stories, tell me about them. I want to hear all about them here. Send me a comment. 네, 여러분은 미팅이나 소개팅 해보셨나요? 뭐 재미있는 사연을 50원에 유로문자 샵 1013에 보내주시면 추첨을 통해 마토스 코리아 5만 원 상품권을 보내드립니다. So check it out. But now let's take a listen to our next song. It's called 007 and it's by Lee Sang.
배가 고파요. 난 이제 떠납니다. 나를 좀 내버려둬요. 그냥 내렸죠.
Hey everyone, welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 천재 on TBS EFM 101.3. Now, before we get into our final headline, I do want to get to some of these messages you guys sent in. Now, Solus Neo here says, blind dates in the subway? There's tables and chairs for eating, or is the subway itself a restaurant? I'm in confusion, but can I use that idea for writing fanfics? First of all, yes, absolutely. I would love to read a story about blind dating in the subway. I feel like that would be fascinating. But also, from what I read about this and from what I know, apparently they would go to these underground waiting rooms, like the waiting rooms you wait for the train to come, or these kind of plazas that they have underground. And that's where they would have their dates. So some subway stations do have a little bit more. Some have restaurants in them. Some don't. Some of them just have waiting areas. But either way, they would just kind of have this nice little date where they sit and chat and maybe eat some food that they took out there and just kind of get out of the hot weather. So maybe use that and let me know if you write a story about it. I'd love to hear it. Jane Lemon says, when I was in college, we'd have a blind date booth on Valentine's Day. Of course, I always don't attend to school whenever it happens, but I also haven't tried to date anyone yet. Well, Jane, this sounds so cool to have this kind of blind date booth. I don't know if I would participate because that sounds nerve-wracking, but certainly for those who are brave enough, I would love to hear about if they had any like success stories from the Valentine's blind date booth. And finally, we got a message from 0365. It says, I got married by blind dating right now. And the thing is, next week, I'm gonna be a father. So for me, blind dating is such a great opportunity to live in this world. Oh my goodness, congratulations! You're having a baby! That's fantastic! I'm so happy for you. We all here at Hangugo Chanje wish you and your family the best and the happiest and most wonderful life together. Keep us posted. We'd love to hear all about your adventures that you go on. We're going to be sending you a Vato's coupon. Thank you so much for that message. But now, let's get into our final headline. Hangugo에 대한 최신 소식과 한국어 공부를 한꺼번에 할 수 있는 시간, Headline Korean. That's right, everyone. You know the drill. We will take this headline and we're going to break it down. I'm going to give you those key words, the key phrases, and the general key information, all you need to know in order to understand the current issues in Korea. So keep yourself updated with the latest things going on here in Korea by tuning into Headline Korean every day with me. Now, today's article is going to be about something I'm not exactly a fan of, but I know a lot about. It would be milk. 네, 오늘 기사의 주제는 우유에 대한 내용인데요. Now, some of you may love milk, some of you may not love milk. I feel like that is a 호불호가 갈리는 맛이죠. I feel like that is one of those things that we kind of can be very separated on. I'm team no, no milk for me. But let me know your thoughts after we finish this headline here. So I'll read it in Korean, and then we'll switch it on over into English. It says here, 우유값 오를까? 낙농가 우유업계 가격 협상 팽팽. And so what we're talking, I'll break that down to two parts here because that first part says 우유값 오를까? And so that's talking about will the price of milk rise? Because 우유 is the term for milk and 값 is the term for a price of something. So then they put that together, it gets 우유값. And 우유값 there is, it's kind of saying will it rise? 오를까? Like will it go up? And what they're saying here is the dairy farm and milk industry. 낙농가 and 우유업계, we're talking about dairy farms, 낙농가. And the 우유업계 is that milk industry here. And we're talking about price negotiations. 가격 협상. 가격 협상. And that's because 가격, as you guys probably have heard me say countless times, we're talking about price. And 협상 is the term for negotiation. 협상. And so when you put them together, you get price negotiation. But then it's that last word there, that ping ping. Ping ping. And that means like tight or really tense. I guess you can kind of hear it in the sound. Ping ping ada. It's very tense. And so they're saying right now there's this negotiation going on between the dairy farmers and the milk industry here because they are supposed to kind of negotiate prices every year based off of like, you know, what is it, the milk production cost. And they usually do 10% of the milk production cost. But unfortunately, there was no price negotiation last year. And there has been a clear difference in terms of production costs. So unfortunately, milk production costs increased only by 1.1%, but the production cost last year increased about 30%. So it's been kind of this debate here between the milk industry who's like, well, with Corona being so bad, a lot of people aren't buying as much milk. We aren't delivering it to schools because schools have been canceled. So, you know, production here and and sales have kind of dropped, but the dairy farmers themselves are kind of like, look, we need to negotiate this. This is how this works here. So there's kind of a tense situation, and that's where that ping-ping-a-da comes in there. It's that tense, tight feeling between them. So I'm curious to see what you guys have to say. Are you like me where you're maybe not team milk, but I'm okay with cheese or yogurt? Those are fine, but no milk for me, not at all. So how often do you drink milk? Let me know in the comments. I'd love to see if you're on my team or the opposing team here. 네, 여러분은 얼마나 자주 우유를 마시나요? 여러분의 답변을 50원에 유료 문자 샵 1013에 보내주시면 추첨을 통해 Vatos Korea 5만 원 상품권을 보내드립니다. Come eat, drink, and chill at Vatos Urban Tacos. Itaewon, Jamsil, Pyeongtaek, and coming soon in August to the COEX at Samsung Station, not Stadium. Well then. But now let's take a listen to our next song here. It's by Go Team, and it's called Milk Crisis.